Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, and I suggest you not try to do what you just heard at home. It may be dangerous to your voice, and I know it will be dangerous to any relationship you have in your home. That was Mary Schneider, who is actually one of the world's premier yodelers. How did I find that out? Don't ask me. I have peculiar taste and peculiar interests. But welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallan. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam's. Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest for Teen Rap. I am very proud and happy to report that we have yet another sponsor, the brand new website called BoomerTechTalk.com. That's BoomerTechTalk.com. Or BTT, as we lovingly like to call it. Boomer Tech Talk is the site for us boomers who want to know how to use the new cool tech stuff. Those of us who are frustrated when our kids roll their eyes when we ask for computer help should go to BoomerTechTalk.com. It's for me. It's for you. And I must disclose, I am a co-founder of the site because I felt the need was there to have information about new tech things that I could actually understand in language that I could understand. And also because I am a whiner and a ranter, it was an outlet for me to write a lot of funny blogs about technology. So you can visit Boomer Tech Talk today and catch up on the world of technology. Maybe even learn how to use Facebook or Twitter or text if you don't, like my good friend Jeff. That's BoomerTechTalk.com, TechTalk.com. Our next segment is usually single-parent dating, but Julie Spira, our cyber dating expert, is being honored at a special luncheon today. In her place, I have with us Pastor Drew Sams, and we're going to do teen rap in this segment. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the past 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks so much for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure. As I was saying to you during the break, for some reason I feel like I haven't talked to you in ages, and I miss seeing you as well.
Well, you know, we started off just doing our weekly show, and then, gosh, then we started talking to each other in between that and even seeing each other. So now that we're going back to just, in the last couple of weeks, just the show, we're missing each other.
So. I think that's right. You know, and I also think that's, while this is completely off topic, it is one of the problems with our technological world, ironically related to my new sponsor, Boomer Tech Talk, in that you can have complete relationships, never talk, hear, or see the person.
Yeah, it's so true.
I mean, I do, my editor for my columns is a man I've never spoken with and never talked to or never seen. And it's a long story how he became my editor, but about a year ago, I found out that this man was deaf. Not that it relates at all to anything, but the virtual relationship denied me even knowing this basic fact about this man who provides me extraordinary editorial help.
That's interesting. So in a way, you've been able to broaden your relationships, but I think the depth of the relationships, I think technology has caused us to get shallower and shallower.
My younger son was 14 yesterday. Aaron, you've met him.
Yep.
And we were encouraging him to have a birthday party and invite all these friends that we have never met, my wife and I. And his relationships are truly in school and via text and a chat and Facebook. And he gets very angry with us when we say, well, why don't you invite a friend over? He says, that's not my lifestyle. It's very interesting.
You know, it's interesting that we've talked before about this idea of this younger generation, this generation coming up, this digital generation, that they don't see really a difference between the real world, I think the way that you and I would call it, kind of the brick and mortar, face-to-face kind of relationship world, and the virtual world, the ones in which they can interact with each other online. They don't see a difference between it. And so it's interesting for him to say, that's not my style. I've already got relationships in other venues.
I struggle with accepting it and worrying about it, as does my wife, and I'm not sure. But I'd like to get back to the topic at hand. I imagine, given your clergy, you might have a few things to say about keeping your word and being honest and telling lies.
Sure, sure. You know, it's, gosh, there's so many angles. You know, as I was thinking about it in preparing for today, there's really just one verse, and it's a simple one. And it just says, you know, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Very good.
You know, it seems so basic, and how hard is it to do? And honesty is something I think that is getting rarer and rarer these days. And so if we're able to raise up our teenagers and our kids to be honest, I think they're really going to stand out so much more than they would have maybe 50 years ago.
So given that you are, in fact, a much younger generation than me, and I've made jokes about that, but I don't intend to this time. How have you seen it during your, say, college years on through your becoming a part of a wonderful church? How have you seen this manifest in day-to-day life, the change in people keeping their word or following through on commitments, as Wayne was saying in the previous segment? What have you seen that is different? I mean, you've grown up with more of it than me and known more of it through most of your life, in my opinion.
Sure. Well, two things. The first is people in positions of power and authority, and the second is cell phones. So I'll start with positions of authority and people in power. I remember, for me and my generation, the Bill Clinton scandal. You know, I did not have relations with that woman. That was a really big deal, and it was so public and made international news. And what happened out of that, I think, for many in my generation, and I've had many conversations with peers about it, that in a lot of ways just solidified a lack of trust for us, for people in authority. Now, I know generation before that, there was the Watergate scandal and many things like that, but I think that culturally, honesty as a virtue is becoming less and less apparent and less valued.
I think those are very interesting comparisons, Watergate and Bill Clinton, because it was Watergate for me. But I think the difference was what Watergate did was it made us, my generation and maybe everybody, start to distrust politicians in a way they never did before. I think it Bill Clinton's lies had a more macro effect just across the board. I mean, because he lied about something personal, whereas Richard Nixon was just covering up something, and it did feel more political, whereas Bill Clinton's just felt very personal. And I think they're both very interesting milestones in our culture's change.
Yeah, so I'd say I agree with that, that it became much of a broader, more macro issue. And the second thing that I've noticed, just with the rise of cell phones, you know, as a kid, I didn't have a cell phone. It was before pagers came out. And as I've seen those come along, even just something simple as, hey, let's meet for lunch next Thursday at noon, for example, after the show. Before, you would keep your word because you knew that was the only way that you'd be able to, once you left or if they left, that's the only way they'd be able to find you is if you showed up. But now with cell phones, you can send a text or a phone call half an hour before and say, hey, I'm stuck in traffic, I'm going to be late, or even more so, you know, hey, I'm sick or whatever it may be. And I've noticed so much more canceling of appointments, so much more, changing things last minute, so many more people flaking, I guess is the word that our generation uses.
Yeah, mine
because
too.
They can get out of it, you know, with a quick text or a quick phone call.
Well, look, there were two very famous relationships that I heard about recently that I don't remember who they were, but famous celebrity relationships that broke up via tweets.
Mm.
So even something as important as a breakup or, for that matter, a marriage proposal that can be done virtually in both directions. We are, sadly, very quickly running out of time. Any last words you'd like to share with us, Pastor Drew? And, of course, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Sure. I think, you know, the best way we can change the lack thereof of honesty is just modeling that for our friends and for our kids, starting with us. And, of course, people can reach me at our church website, calvarycc.org.
Thank you, Pastor Drew. We'll hopefully talk to you again next week. I want to thank our brand new sponsor, Boomer Tech Talk, for joining our sponsor team. Please visit Boomer Tech Talk for your dose of easy-to-understand technology help, as well as my rants of frustration with things like customer service, learning how to use that new smartphone or digital camera, why and why I don't need an iPhone or an iPad, or why I do, and so much more. BoomerTechTalk.com. It's free. Check us out. Time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Sallon or email me at Bruce@BruceSallon.com. That's Sallan, S like in super duper. We'll be right back.
We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers.